What about the skillet? How did it go? Did it have?
Well, the skillet was just flats, you know. And
well, I was wondering if they ever made any kind of cornbread, like put a little onion or green pepper or something in it.
No, I never knew about it. No.
Like hush puppies or.
I never seen that till, you know, after I was grown or something, maybe.
You did? Did somebody cook those for you? Did you ever cook those?
No, she never did, you know. It was an old lady, and I guess she didn't know nothing about it. The hush puppy business and so on, that was way long up the line, you know. That's way back, you know, that was maybe...
You said that she cooked the turnips in a pot or something.
Yeah.
Did she ever take some cornmeal or mix together with something and put
it? I don't think so. I think she just sawed them and put some meat, a piece of meat in them.
Did you ever see anybody put some cornmeal like that?
No.
Did they ever take it and make sort of a little loaf out of it or something?
I don't think so. I don't think she did, but I seem like I have eaten some at some other places, you know.
What would you call something like that?
Well, I just didn't know what it was. I don't remember this.
I don't know if you call that a pone, something like that. Did you ever have corn dodgers?
Well, of course, it had a nickname. They called it cornbread and corn dodgy, you know.
Any kind of it? Any kind of cornbread?
I think they did. It was just a sort of a joke, you know, I thought. And then I rolled on up like that, and the old granddaddy had a nice stout buggy and horses, and he let me go with him to town, not as often as I'd like, but lots of times, you know. And the way the merchants done lots of the advertising was they'd have little circulars printed, you know, in big letters of telling what to had to sell or something special, you know. And on Saturday, the kids would go around the streets, you know, was out of school, and they'd give them to everybody that would have one, you know. And it, lots of times they would this old IGN railroad would run an excursion train to Galveston on Saturday and back, you know, for a small fee. I don't remember, it wasn't much. But I'd been with my granddaddy sometimes to Houston on, and they'd go from Huntsville here, you know, out to the main line, as they called it, out here at Fifth. But this particular day was in September. It was cotton picking time. And a neighbor and lots of them around Huntsville there had gone on that excursion to Galveston. And it was, that morning it was pretty good winds, you know, and a little fine mist blowing. And this looked like it could rain a flood, you know, or something or other. But about 10 o'clock or something, Mr. Barr had sent a messenger, you know, to town over there around the square and said,